Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. It's coming to the end of 2019, and no doubt everybody is going to be doing these wonderful reviews. I've done a couple of review episodes on my own podcast, comparing 2019 to 2020. Now, I want to give you a little nugget, a little gem from my own life. Now, it might be helpful, it might not be. Now, at the start of every year, I make a list for my own business, very much like the one personal goal that I have for myself, which for the last few years has either been moving out, deal with my debt, and next year it will hopefully be to learn to drive. Now, what I do with my own business is I set a small checklist. And this is kind of a hit list, mainly because your business should be able to do a few more things at the same time that you personally can. So, because I personally aim for one goal, my business at the start of 2019, I wrote down basically start podcast, which I've done, arrange products, which I've done. So therefore, if you go to my YouTube channel, you can see that there's now t-shirts and mobile phone cases and pillowcases, teddies, everything. I wanted to update my website, or at least get it in the motions, which I have. I've now got my design team working on that, right? All of these things step you forward. I wanted to make sure that I found a new consultant. I wanted to find a new report system when it comes to my clients as well. So with those four or five bullet points, I've managed to do all of them. Now, I won't tell you a lie. I looked at the checklist. There was one left to do. It is, you know, the 18th. Of December right now, and I was like, right, if I'm going to do this list, I need to push this through. So I pushed it through. Now, the advantage of this checklist is that if you put five important things on that list that are realistic that you can do or assign or work towards, then you can see five steps forward each year. Now, this could be a goal, this could be a figure, this could be a target. In my case, I wanted to make sure that there was more forms of income coming in, not just from video editing, not just from video consulting. I wanted to make sure that there was affiliate marketing. I wanted to make sure that there was merchandise involved. I wanted to make sure that my brand looked a bit better. I wanted to make sure that I was creating content, right? All of these things were addressed in my hit list, right? And that means I'm five steps further on than I was at the start of 2019. So when I start in 2020, hopefully alanspicer.com will get a revamp in January or February. At that point, I'll be able to start selling more direct digital products than I had previously. Last year, I wanted to make an ebook. Some of you may have already downloaded that ebook. You're already part of my mailing list, and I appreciate that. But next year, I can maybe do an online course. And maybe I can update an ebook, or maybe I can even sell an online book itself. See, the more I step forward, the more doors open to me, or the more I can open my own doors. Because if I didn't do the website this year, I would have said maybe next year, or maybe the year after, or maybe it never gets done. How many times have you told yourself, I'll start that podcast? You can start it using Anchor. I'm talking to my mobile phone, I'm stood out in my porchway. Right, my toddler's playing in the other room, so I want to chat for 10 minutes whilst I can keep an eye on her, whilst I make her some lunch. I can still do a podcast. But if I hadn't made that first step, it wouldn't exist. So all of these step you forward. Now, this could be for your business, this could be for yourself, it could be health, it could be weight, it could be a specific fitness goal, it could be a saving, it could be expenditure, it could be an investment, it could be a training course, it could be adult education lessons, it could be anything. But in this case, I made 5 or 6 little bullet points for me and my business. I advise that you can do the same. Look at 2020 as your opportunity. Now, as I said previously, this gives you an entire year. So it doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution. You don't have to stick to it for 12 whole months. You've just got to tick that those bullet points off over the course of 12 months. So I want to learn to drive next year. If I don't start finding a driving instructor until April, at least I'm a step closer. If I don't start taking actual tests until November, at least there's a chance I can still do it, and I'm still much closer to the goal then than I was 11 months prior. If you can generate these stepping stones, if you can set these milestones for you, not only will you feel better for achieving them, but you can see career progression going forward. It could be the amount of subscribers, it could be the amount of videos, it could be a camera that you're saving for, right? But I tell you what, once you start to see progression, it really does motivate you, because you can look back and go, oh yeah, look how far I've gone. Now, in this case, I'm sorry, as always, it's my traditional cough in the middle of the podcast. At least I haven't got a cat meowing at me at the moment. The cat's in the other room. Now, I honestly think that you should, as we're speaking right now, take out your phone or get a pen or anything, write it on your hand or a piece of paper, right? Note it in your head or your phone, right? What are 5 things that you've kind of been putting off that you know aren't huge but will certainly help you? Maybe they can Lego brick, right? Do you want to learn how to code websites? Do you want to build your very own website, selling websites? Do you want to find your first web development client? Do you want them to then create a case study? 4 things, all related, all of them step on top of each other, and at the end of the year, you would be a web developer that has their first client that has proof that they can do what they can do with a portfolio and a case study, right? Small steps, and it could be absolutely anything. Are you knitting something? Are you writing a book? Is it the amount of chapters? Is it the amount of pages? Do you need to find a distribution deal? Have you contacted 20, 30 clients? Have you made those cold calls? Have you reached out? Right? These are the things that you can put on your checklist. And as long as you get them done by the end of the year, you will feel accomplished. Because I honestly feel so much better that I've got my checklist done. And yeah, I may be scrabbling around with 7 days to go till the end of the year, or 7 days to go until Christmas, but I still got it done, and I'm still 5 steps closer or further along my path. So, here's your mindset tweak. What do you want to get done next year? Start writing them down now. Go out there. Start creating. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.